visiting with PCM head boys wrestling coach Rusty Voss. Coach, you know, you guys are just now on the tail end of winter break. Can you just kind of recap how you feel kind of that first month of the season went for your wrestling team?
We did really well. We ended the season down at Fort Madison, a two-day tournament, and we had, I think, eight guys scoring on the varsity side, and as a team, we ended up getting seventh overall, and had a couple champions down there. Caden Clark and Tucker Wheeler wrestled really well. And we had Caliber Fry got third, and Zach Richards got fourth. So I thought we really finished the first part of the season strong, and we were ready to go into winter break and take a little break to try to get healed up from all our dings and with a few little injuries that we have, and should be ready to go this Saturday up at Osage.
Yeah, can you kind of talk about the job that, you know, we'll highlight specifically Caden Clark, you know, undefeated so far this season and, you know, one of the state leaders in falls. Kind of really, I know he was injured last year, but what major step has he taken this season?
Well, you know, like I said before, he was wrestling really well last season when he got hurt. So, you know, he just kept worked on the off season. We got some help with another big guy coach, John Helgerson, has been helping him a lot and also giving him some pointers and stuff in some different areas. And he's been listening and working really hard, being a very coachable kid. And it's paying off because it's showing on the mat.
You know, how do you feel that, I know you've been around the program, but stepping in this year as head coach, do you kind of feel comfortable after a month of the season where the lineup's at and feel comfortable with some of the guys you got?
Yeah, really comfortable. Like I said, we've got a couple injuries. We've got a couple guys that are trying to get back. A couple of the freshmen got hurt early on. Hopefully, you got Danson Drake. I think he's going to be back this weekend. Mason Yorsoy, unfortunately, is still going to be out for a little while. So hopefully, we'll get him back here soon, and we'll be a little bit stronger team later on. Even at the end of January, I think we'll be a much stronger team than probably what we were at the beginning of the year.
Do you feel like you have a good dynamic in leadership of, you know, some of the guys like Tucker Wheeler and Caliber Fry and Caden Clark that, you know, have had experience and success, able to mentor maybe some of the guys that are getting some newer varsity experience?
Yeah, Tucker is a good leader. He works really, really hard. He's probably one of the hardest working kids that we've had in the room in a long, long time. He deserves everything he's got and going to get because he works that hard. He's in every morning. And it's a good way to show people. He's not a real vocal type of leader, but he shows the kids what it takes to be successful at his weight class. Caden Clark has done a great job. Both those guys are captains for me, and I kind of lean on them a little bit sometimes to help those younger guys, and they can talk to them, and they've been there, and they know what's happening, and sometimes with the captains and those the older guys, the younger guys respond a little bit better than even talking to me or any other coaches.
Yeah, what are some, in the month of January, obviously that's a busy month for high school wrestling at any level, but what are some of those things you guys are trying to work on and polish up? Because obviously getting ready for the most important meet, which is the district meet.
Yeah, we find everything, you know, during every meet that we work on, we take a look at them, and specifically, you know, on our feet, you want to win on your feet, so that's where we really focus on hard. But we also got to wrestle on the mat some. But so we take each day by day and each meet by meet, and try to polish up what we think that we need to work on for the next meet or the next day.
And you kind of talked about, you know, your first action back from break with this Osage tournament. You know, Osage wrestling is such a rich tradition up there in North Iowa. How did you kind of get connected with them? You know, kind of far away with probably some teams you don't normally compete against.
Yeah, it was, you know, the schedule is a little different this year. There was like a week off, you know. Normally our tournament is the first weekend we come back, but Osage brought this tournament up, and it's only going to be like a 1 or 2 year tournament because the calendar will switch again here in a couple of years. And they sent an email out, and I said, heck yes, we want to go up in that side of that corner of the state and get that competition, because there's situations of the seedings at the state tournament that we need to see some of those teams and be able to compete against those, kind of see where we're at, and also hopefully we get some seeding on them if we do win and beat them at that tournament, so later on in the season.
Well, Rusty, congrats on a good start to the first part of this season, and best of luck to you guys as you go throughout the month of January.
All right, thank you.